on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobbenmeyer.
Oh, hey, we apologize for any technical difficulties we may be having. I had a couple things done over the weekend. Number one, I boosted my internet, so that ought to be able to help us out. But then my computer reset on its own. You know how those things do that. And it messed up some of our settings, so we're working hard to get everything back up and running. And those of you out there who are using the Brave.com platform and want to watch Coach Dave live, want to watch the show, well, go open up Brave, go to Brave.com, open it up, and then go to CoachDaveLive.com, and we avoid Google a little bit there. Now, until we get away from Google, we're not going to avoid them. But those of you who are using Brave, all you have to do then is go to CoachDaveLive.com, click on Join the Huddle, and you'll be right in here with us. So we didn't mean to cause any confusion at all that. Jared and the crew are getting things up and running. I want to brag a little bit this morning. Can I brag a little bit? Spencer, pull up two things I want you to pull up. Number one, pull my Facebook page up first. I got to brag. Well, this isn't really bragging. This is just this is a rejoicing and a Thanksgiving and I got a picture on Facebook of my our little grandson, who you all been praying for us. Can you scroll down a little bit, Spence? He's fearfully and wonderfully made. And this little guy's walked through hell, as I've told you before. And there he is. My daughter gave us permission to post this little picture of Declan. Is that unbelievable? That little guy's got real hair and he looks like he's looking at you smiling. But I promise you, he ain't looking at you. He doesn't really get it yet. He's, I don't know how many days. He came home from the hospital 47 days, so he's probably pushing 60 days. He's a little man, isn't he? Looks like he's got Grampy's look all over him. He's ready to go to war. Because he was born in the midst of the battlefield, and he's walked through hell. So Betty and Debbie and all of you out there, I know, have been praying for him that he's fearfully and wonderfully made. What a gift from God that little guy is. So I want to thank all of you on that. Spencer, pull up the thing on Brighteon. This is bragging too. It's actually not bragging. I'm confused, man. I got to be honest with you. I'm really, really confused. Do you have that Brighteon link, Spencer? Yeah, folks, listen. I can't explain this. Okay, I can't explain it. I want to thank those of you who are watching our show on Mondays or watching on the relay or whatever. And I emailed John Diamond, who John's really making an impact there at Brighteon. I want you to know that, our good buddy John Diamond. He's on every morning at 9 o'clock. Some of you might want to flip over and watch, and Johnny's had some great guests. But I was scrolling through this yesterday. Spencer, I don't know if you can make it just a little bit larger. And I don't know how legit these are, but if you look at the bottom of every one of these shows, like the first one of Stella Emanuel over there, she has 170 views. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know. The next one, Scott Lively, has 310 views. Going down through the list, Mike Adams, who owns the thing, he has 1,290 views. And are these real? Is that all the number of people that are watching? But scroll down. Keep scrolling down, Spencer, and you're going to see my face there. There, right there with Sharam. Look at that, folks. 3,190 views. So I don't know if it's legit, but thank you guys for logging on there, because this just helps to build the platform that we're trying to do. And it blew me away. Mike Adams yesterday, well, his was a Friday, a week ago. John Diamond, same day, had 1,120 views. We had 3,190 views. Alan Keyes only got 140. I don't know if they're legit. Something crazy going on. But, hey, please help us cross-pollinate. And please tune in and watch John Diamond. Listen, you don't have to sit down and watch him, okay? It's on replay. You can speed it up. You can walk around the room and do whatever. But remember this, those likes help him. they help him. Or those views help him, okay? So if you get a chance and you're scrolling around, want to do stuff like that, please visit John Diamond's website as well. We're really lucky to have that. I want to thank Ken Warden, who came down yesterday. He spent 2 days down there cutting up wood. Boy, we got a pile of wood. Pastor Tom Gill showed up. Bobby Lee's here. Bobby's going to do some more work today. And friends, listen. I'm going to let maybe Craig Mickle will talk about this a little bit. I believe we're in for a horrendous winter. And I believe we're in for a horrendous winter, not because the weather is going to be bad, which it is. It's already, we had the deepest frost yesterday that I think I've ever seen on November 2nd, ever in my life. Frost was unbelievably thick up here. I think there's some weather patterns that are going on. Craig would talk about the grand solar minimum and the impact that that's going to have it. But folks, would it surprise you if all of a sudden in the middle of this winter they had a energy shortage? Would that surprise anybody? Come on, wake up.
I'm ready for it. I expect it. What a bad time to have, or a bad time to have something like that to happen.
That's right. So that's why I'm saying to all of you out there have the capability of cutting firewood or burning in your at your houses. You may want to look, for alternative sources of heat. Say, well, I got propane. Well, what if they run out of propane? Well, I got natural gas. Well, what if they, hey, you're a big boy and a big girl. You know what I'm talking about, right? And so if you have the capability to have a fire in your home, fireplace, wood-burning stove, insert, whatever, folks, get some firewood. Get some firewood. And nothing worse than sitting around being cold all the time. And what could be a really, really horrendous winter with a lot of snow and people snowed in. And with me on that? Cool. So just kind of a word to the warning. Hey, Mr. Zero. Hey, Craig. Can you talk a little bit real quickly why Rob broached that subject on solar minimums and weather patterns and all that?
Well, yeah, Coach. I mean, a lot of it has to do with the jet streams. I mean, the jet streams are what keeps the weather patterns, just like the underwater ocean currents. You know, that's what keeps England warm is that conveyor belt. And these things are changing because of the magnetic reversal, I think, that's getting ready to happen. So what you saw in Texas last year that affected Chad, where you have these deep polar vortexes that drop down in parts of the country, bring this very cold Arctic air in. And usually
they're already having freeze warnings in Oklahoma, freeze warnings on November 4th, right?
Oh yeah, and even closer down to some of that stuff. So the thing is what will happen potentially is when you have this over a prolonged period of time, and that's really what helped hurt Texas. I mean, they've had these in the past, but they didn't have it for 7 days, and it pulls the infrastructure down. And what happens is your demand out supplies goes past the supply. And then, you know, it's great to have natural gas, you know, but if you don't have the power to run your furnace,
right,
then you have a problem.
They shut you down, right, Craig? They shut you down. Energy shortage. We all remember, at least up here, the winter of 78. It's when I met my wife. How could I ever forget? No, I met her. Yeah, that's when I met her. Winter of 78. The blizzard we had up here was unbelievable. What if we have an extended period of weather like that? What if it would go on for a month or 6 weeks and you don't have heat? Firewood, you'll run out of firewood anyway, but at least initially you won't be caught with your hands in your pants if you at least have some firewood delivered you can get started on. I didn't mean to cut you off, Craig.
No, just have some backup plans. I mean, you can have a kerosene heater. I mean, don't rely that the grid is going to be up for, you know, you might only get power 6 hours a day or whatever. So just have plans. You know, for some reason, and we can talk about this in another show, you know, if you lose heat for a week in your home, well, then you need to get, like, drained water out of your pipes so you don't have broken water pipes. You know, open up all the faucets. So
these are the types
of things, you know, but we can do that on another show. But the thing is, start thinking about it and start having your own alternative sources. I think I sent you a link. Like, there's a thing called Mr. Heater. It's a little propane heater you can buy at Home Depot.
Yep.
And you have a backup source. Candles.
Yep.
Certain terra pots, they're all kinds of stuff.
I've never seen as thick of frost as I saw yesterday here on November 3rd. My God, was it thick? I thought it had snowed. In fact, my grandson thought it snowed as well. It was that thick. Bobby, come on in real quick, and then Tracy and Reggie.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, and I tried it a couple of nights ago, and it works great. A couple of clay pots.
Listen to this now, Bobby. Talk slowly, Bob, and explain how this works now.
All right. So a small clay pot with a few candles, small candles underneath it, and you vent it underneath, and you have it setting on something like another clay pot surface, and a larger clay pot over that that's also vented underneath, and it'll heat. You're going to be surprised at how big of an area it is.
So Bobby's saying get yourself a little plate and put a candle or a couple candles in there and light the candles and then put it over with a clay pot, you know, like a pot, like you would do with flowers, potted flower, right? Put that over, but let there be air underneath it so air can get under it. And Bobby, he just resonates out of that thing. Is that right?
Yeah, it's like I'm in Coach's place right now, and I see his big fireplace over there that's heating the whole area, and I know that clay pot would heat this whole area that I'm looking at.
So then, folks, you need to go out and get yourself some of those short and fat little candles, not the great big ones because that would be hard to cover up, but those short fat candles like you would get at the Catholic Church where you light candles for people. That's what I think would be most effective. Maybe you could use birthday candles. I don't know, Bobby, but the candle is what's providing the heat, folks. And the clay magnifies the heat, traps the heat, magnifies it. So try it, see if it works. Anything we can do to stay warm. Thanks, Bobby. Tracy, come on in.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I just wanted to say it might not even be them shutting us down, but it might be a lot of walkout because I heard last night where OSHA is meeting with the White House today, and they are going to demand mandates for even the private sector. So as far as the vaccine goes, so watch for a lot more walkouts. Truckers are getting together, and they're going to shut down. So, I mean, it's going to be really dark.
Okay, so listen to this now, Tracy and everybody out there. We're still so worried about COVID. Yeah, come on. We're to the point where we know this is a hoax now, don't we? Come on, y'all out there know that. COVID's going around for sure. But there's something, my grandchildren live right at the top of the hill, three of our grandchildren. Michelle, you can stamp on the ceiling if I'm wrong. But they have this, the oldest daughter, Reese, got what, hoof and mouth disease? Is that what it's called? Some type of viral infection. That sounds like that something a horse would get. But I think it's called foot and mouth disease. I think that's what it was. And it's a virus. And Reese got it. And what do you suppose happened? Well, then Annie got it. Her sister got it, right? And then what do you suppose happened? Well, David got, folks, this is the way viruses work, right? And then we have an immunity against it. But see, we're so stupid now. That's not the right word. We're so brainwashed now that the initial thing when Reese got, what happened to Reese? She got sick. Oh my God, it's COVID. Oh, Reese has COVID. Well, hey, folks, whether you realize it or not, we are so programmed. We're so programmed. So let's keep our head. There are other viruses and stuff that are going out there, and it develops a natural immunity to it then, right? So let it run through the family. David's the last one to get it in that family. We don't want it to spread to Maggie's family, but it could. It's natural immunity. Reggie, come on in.
Good morning, everybody. No, Coach, Bobby just covered what I was going to ask Bobby to talk about, but it is terracotta pots.
And terracotta?
Yep, terracotta. They have to be terracotta. And if Spencer wants to open up the chat really fast, I'll just pop in a YouTube because a guy explains it pretty good.
Okay, listen, hey, pop it in there, Reggie. And Spencer, if you can, once Reggie pops that in there, then pull it up so we can look at. Folks, listen, I got some good spiritual stuff we can get to, but this is practical things that we really need to know, right? We need to know. If you have a fireplace and you don't have firewood, come on, get some, couple $100. Okay, this guy here, 5 minutes. Oh, great. Thank you, Reggie. Clay pot, tea, light, heat. I haven't seen this, of course. Probably put it at about a minute and a half, and I assume he didn't talk that fast. And let's listen to this, because everybody can do this. In fact, it might be energy saving in your house, right? Go ahead. Thanks, Reg.
Since we're having such a serious winter across Gray and Bruce County, I guess some other parts of Southern Ontario also. But what this is about is I've seen some videos on using clay pots, flower pots, to make a heat source for your place. Let's say the power went out, like in Toronto, for 2 weeks, and you didn't, you were getting cold, okay, or your mother was, or your neighbors that are, you know, retired next door. Well, I've seen videos where you can use 4 tea lights, that's right, packs of 100 that you can get from $3 or to $5 at IKEA, and you use 4 of these, and you place them in something. I suggest a metal base so it can absorb the heat when it gets down and make sure that you can't burn anything. That's why I use this little piece of foil from cooking downstairs to protect the thing underneath. But then you place this, a smaller one, over top of this. And then you get one to cover it, which is, I'm going to use a used one. This will be empty when I actually light this to kind of plug this hole because air will get under here. Won't put the candle out. And then you seal this with metal. And then you place this one on top of that. So it essentially creates heat that can come and shoot out this. It would force the heat out the top of it, have the cool air to feed the flame. And this can run for, supposedly, they're saying 3 to 4 hours. So I'm also going to do a time on this and see if that is actually correct. Okay, let's get to the part to actually light this, and then I'll follow up in the same video to show you the end result and let you know if it's warmer on the third floor of my house that doesn't have any vents and it just usually takes the heat from downstairs up here. I will notice if it does improve the warmth of the third floor.
Wow,
okay,
great idea.
6:12 p.m. We are going to light the candles. Let's see how long they actually go for. And let me find in there. Just remember to remove the match before making muffins again. That'd be kind of crunchy, wouldn't it? Okay. So, 4 tea lights. Non-scented! And I found a tea light that was kind of used up just to give it a little seal in here so it heats up this more. So, you put the smaller one on top, and I'm just making sure that nothing goes out. We don't already feel it coming out.
I'm sure the smaller one alone would work.
Let's see if it, no, didn't even dent it. And then put this one on top of that. Okay, so we have the system, Batman. So we'll remove any sort of ignitable elements around, paper, matches, stuff like that. And I will see you in, let's say, a couple hours, and I'll continue the video and show you and let you know if it's a warmer up here on my third floor. Okay.
Okay, it's now 10 o'clock. That's
7, 8, 9, 10. We got 4 hours here. And we're going to check this out. And I'm telling you, the pot is piping hot. At 4 hours later, make sure your kids and family know that, you know, be careful around this when this is going. Let's take the top off, see what's going on. Well, we still got 3 tea lights down. But the candle ones went out. They're on their way probably in the next 30 minutes. So that could be 4.5 hours of heating for your room. Just, oh man, it is actually sweltering in here, to be honest. And, you know, It's fantastic.
You can pull that off there. We get it. There you go, folks. There you go. Now, I'm wondering if you – I don't even know if you really need to cover that second pot. You could just do probably just one pot, I would think, and then let the heat radiate right out of the other one. Whatever. Multiplication factor if you put 2 of them on this. So there you go. Reggie, thanks for that catch there. Good heads up. Teresa, Dale, Craig, Larry, let's go here, and then let's get into some spiritual stuff. Go ahead, Teresa. Go ahead, Dale, and we'll get Teresa. She figures it out.
Amen, Coach. There's also the alternative of coming down south here and helping with a little more storm relief. We got warm weather 365 days. I love you, brother. What a great idea. And but we are open and available. We're still feeding, and we're still working on homes.
All right. Hey, Michelle, make sure we get that. Let's get some pots, and let's get some candles. She's sitting up there. Michelle's up in heaven. And I'm down here in the purgatory right now. Craig, come on in.
So that's a great idea. But look at the type of house that you have. Do you have these big cathedral ceilings? Is your living room open to your kitchen? So maybe what you need to do is take your sofa, put it in the dining room, take some blankets, cover over the entrances, and you have a warm room because you have a smaller area. If you're trying to do that, if you're trying to heat 1,200 square feet with that because you got one of these open design homes,
yeah,
it's not going to work.
So just great plan.
Double type things. And also remember, you start losing your heat, okay? Open up the cabinets underneath your sink and your bathroom, those types of things, especially if they're on a western-facing wall, so you don't have – that's usually where your pipes start to freeze earliest, okay?
All right. Thanks, Greg. Larry.
Yeah, that second pot acts just like a – chimney on a regular wood stove or something like that. It actually creates air, forced airflow because of the temperature difference, and pushes that hot air out into the room instead of just letting it seep out.
Oh, so the second one's important then, huh?
It helps a lot.
Okay, good. Good. Learn something every day here, right? Oh, God, I got so much stuff. Hey, listen, we got a story to tell. Randy, I don't know if Randy's in here today. Randy's always listening at some point. I called Ken Wan. You guys remember Ken Wan and Joe Esposito? Joe was deathly sick in the hospital. Ken Wan was keeping an eye on Joe while he was in the hospital. And Ken Wan went in on, last weekend maybe, and rescued Joe Esposito out of the hospital. He went in. I want Ken Wan to get on and tell the story. I talked to him yesterday. You know what he told me? He said, I can't do it right now, Coach. I'm too busy taking care of Joe. So Ken Wan not only went and got Joe out of the hospital, but he took him home and he's taking care of him. And it's a powerful story. If you can imagine, you're not able to do that, right? Ken Wan literally walked into the hospital and acted like he owned the place and ignored everybody that told him he couldn't do what he did, and went in there and got his friend Joe out of there. Because Joe came to, after laying sick for a long time and all the stuff that goes on in hospitals, Joe laid there sick and finally came to a census and told Ken Wan, you got to get me out of here. They're going to kill me.
Praise God.
Randy, do you have anything to add to that, Randy? Are you in here today? Randy's always in here.
Coach, there was, and the reason it took that long, Coach, was because Joe, his estranged daughter, was the POA, and he hadn't got things changed before he got sick, and he was not ready, prepared. So no one could do anything. Everybody's hands were tied. He was on the COVID floor in ICU, and, you know, no one could do anything. We tried and tried. But then Ken Wan, Joe finally woke up. He got his head, he got his mental capacity back. He could think. He got Ken Wan to be his POA, did the paperwork. So as soon as that happened Sunday, Ken Wan goes in Sunday. It was on Halloween. And that's when he broke him out. And this story is amazing, Coach.
Well, Ken Wan's going to come on and tell that story. And I can't wait to hear. But not only that, friends, Ken Wan's staying with Joe, taking care of Joe. It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's unbelievable. And that's what a brotherhood and a fellowship is supposed to be all about. Not only did he not let, like Jeff Klein did with Ricky, not only did he not let his friend not die, he went in and rescued him and is still there taking care of him. So God bless you, Ken Wan. Not that it matters, but that's a black man helping a white man. Huh? Boy, that flies in the face of everything we hear about, doesn't it? By the way, I put that down in one of my notes. Hey folks, we gotta push back against this race baiting. We have to become bold. Christians in particular have to become bold and call that the horse that it is, right? Racism is horse. Racism is that. And now we're seeing that in Virginia, they're blaming the whole election on racism, racism, racism. We're going to have to stab that steely beast. Whatever was that? Yeah, on Stairway to Heaven. We got to stab Hotel that steely California. Beast. Hotel California. We got to stab that steely beast. Racism is dead. If they would leave it alone, racism would be dead. But it is the only vehicle that they have, right? The most powerful vehicle they have to keep pushing back against what's right. We got to stand up. We got to stand up. I'm going to tell you, I don't know a racist. I don't know one in my whole life. I don't know one. I don't know a one. Not anywhere do I know a racist. And what are you saying? I say, Coach, be bold. Stand up, be bold, be strong. Do not back down. Speak the truth. Ask that dude how oppressed he is. How oppressed he is. Come on, man. Come on. I saw they're crying racism down in Virginia, and they elected the attorney general. No, the assist, what do they call that? Lieutenant governor's a black immigrant. So they vote in the Republican white guy, and the lieutenant governor is a black immigrant. And they want to, folks, they're done on different ballots. It's not like in Ohio, we vote them as a team, governor, lieutenant governor, it's a team. Not in Virginia, it's two different positions. And all these racist white people who voted in this white racist, they voted for a black immigrant, and she won. Come on, man, we got to quit taking that bait. We got to quit taking it. real quickly, and then I'm going to move on, promise. Brian. Brian Cunningham. I got several emails about detox. We talked about that the other day, and a detox may become more and more important for those people who have taken the shot. And Brian has some information on how to detox. So, Brian, take a few minutes and help the people out, because this not only affects them, but it's going to affect the people around them, members of their family who've taken it. Now, if it's altered their DNA, this isn't going to help, but getting some of these detox metals out of them can. Go ahead, Brian.
Yes, Coach. And this is the thing. I'll take it one step further, because detoxing is important for everyone. I mean, it's a very important thing to do. I usually tell people, it's like, you know, do you take a shower every day, every other day? When's the last time you took a shower for the inside of the body? I mean, because that's what detox does. You know, detox, it ends up, it's kind of like, you know, when you put all the oversized mattresses and stuff on the corner, you got to wait for a special truck to come and get all that stuff out. Well, yep. That's what zeolite does. Zeolite is, it's a negatively charged mineral that is surrounded by it's a cage. And that cage and that mineral goes through your body. It magnetically attracts things like mercury, cadmium, you know, all those different types of heavy metals like arsenic and all that as well. I took the liberty. This one guy, a doctor here, he was sitting there saying, I'll just read real quick, says we're exposed to 6 million pounds of mercury and 2.5 billion pounds of other toxic chemicals each year. Okay. Wow. And he says, according to the Environmental Working Group, the average newborn baby has 287 known toxins in his or her umbilical cord. That's how we are, Coach. I mean, it's through the roof. And so zeolites have been used for a long time. I mean, you can go and look. You know, when Chernobyl went off, they helped us. They used zeolites to help soak up, you know, the radiation in pool water. I mean, it's been around for a long, long time. And I'm friends with a guy, a biochemist, and he actually has a formulation where he extracts these heavy metals out of the zeolite. That's actually, it's a natural mineral. It's mined. And what he does is he does that. You take the zeolite, then it actually excretes out of your body. It doesn't take your electrolytes out. It doesn't take out other minerals and stuff like things like chelation therapy would do. And so it's a way to get those toxins out of their body. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's a lot of ways to detox, but what happens is when those heavy metals get into the tissues, and some of them just lodge in the tissues, it's hard to get them out, and that's what zeolite does. And Naomi, you know, I mean, Naomi is very familiar with detoxing, and there's others as well. But the zeolite, what we've seen, people be able to get these heavy metals out, and look what's going on in our society. I mean, dementia, all these other things are out of the roof, and we just keep getting bombarded with all these toxins. So
Brian, put a link in the chat. Open it up real quick for him, Spencer. Put a link in the chat. Do you have something?
Well, what I'm going to do is I have an email. I got an email set up, and this email set up so people don't have to email you. They can just email me directly, and I can get them the information. And I took the liberty to do that. It's a Coach Dave at use.use.startmail.com. And I'll put that in the chat as well, but Coach Dave at use.startmail, startmail.com.
And a shower on the inside of your body. What a way to say it, Craig or Brian. That really makes sense, doesn't it? Flush out the inside of your body.
It's that simple, Coach. It's that simple. Because you know, we always, you know, we're trying to take care of our bodies and stuff like that, and you know, we're here to carry out what the mission that God has given us. You know, so we can detox and keep doing that. And the thing is, it's everybody, but the people that's graphene oxide and you know the things I see online, you know, there's heavy metals in all these shots, and it's not just the shot, it's the flu shot, all these different things. You know, your amalgam fillings. If you have amalgam fillings, mercury fillings, I mean, you're leaching that on a daily basis, you know, because you have those fillings in your mouth. So,
yeah, boy, I got a lot of those things in my mouth. Boy, good. All right, Brian, thanks, man. I know Naomi wants to say something before I bring in Naomi and Jeff. I just got word Shelley Dizdar passed away this morning. And so, wow. You know, there was Tom Dunn or somebody, I can't remember who it was, that told me that Russ and Shelley always said that they wanted to go together. So those who've been praying for Shelley. Nevertheless, thy will be done. Right, friends? Nevertheless, thy will be done.
Amen, brother.
And the Bible tells us that greater... hey, Spencer, you listening real quickly? I mean, I know you're listening. Real quickly, could you put up Ecclesiastes 7? Ecclesiastes 7 real quick. Because we don't like this verse. It's in the Bible. We don't like it. And, in fact, I don't know... look at this, Ecclesiastes 7, verse 1. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Now, is God lying? Is he lying? Huh? A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day you die is better than the day you were born. Wow. It's
Amen,
devastating.
Coach.
It's devastating. But those of us who are Christians should not fear death. We should not fear death.
Amen.
It's a reward. Death is a reward. I'm sorry Shelley's gone, earthly-wise. I'm sorry Russ is gone, earthly-wise. I'm sorry my dad's gone. I'm sorry my mom's gone. I'm sorry Maggie's little baby didn't make it. Day of your death better than the day of your birth, if you know the Lord, right? Come on in, Naomi.
Okay, so two things. First of all, I believe that a lot of joint issues and people who've gotten knee replacement, shoulder replacement, I believe that those are due to the heavy metals that are in the bodies that the conventional doctors aren't going to look at. Number two is, if you've ever heard of the phrase crazy as a mad hatter, that came from the 1800s when hats used to be made with felt. And what the hat maker would use was mercury to cure the hat. And he would rub it around with his hands, and the mercury would get into his blood system, and he would go crazy and would have to quit. And so we've got that going on. That's one of the reasons for Alzheimer's, dementia.
I'm a mad hatter, Naomi. Am I a mad hatter? Is that what you're telling me?
No. Are you using mercury?
No.
Anyway, so, you know, these things, what Brian is saying, there's a lot. And I've been military all my life, so I've gotten a lot of vaccines all my life because of that.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm heavy metal, and I'm working on getting those detoxed too.
I want to take a shower on my inside. That's the line of the day. Shower on the inside. Jeff Klein.
Amen.
Jeff Klein, then the gunslinger, and then Joe. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, I was just wondering, Brian, talking about that zeolite. Pastor Bill just dropped it on us the other night. His sermon in the garage was on the cleansing of the soul, and he really hammered this thing. And I didn't know where he's going. He ended up telling us his liver is, he's having problems. It's not filtering. And now they're wanting him to do this detox. That's what he's doing, detoxing. And he just, you know, and rash all over his body. He's breaking out, rashing, itching, hard time sleeping.
Heavy metals, yeah.
Yep.
What's
heavy
that?
Metals.
That's heavy metals.
Yep. So that's what he's going through right now.
Amen. Of course, they're not dropping anything on us from the air or anything, are they? Come on in, gunslinger. Don't shoot me.
I'm willing to bet, Coach, that you never sat your team on the bench and preached to them about how it was God's will that they lost.
Yeah.
You know, everybody
Jesus sucks, Scott. Jesus sucks.
Go ahead, Sam. Did we lose? Sam, we didn't lose you, didn't we? That guy knock you off? Okay, come on in, Joe. We didn't. Hey, listen, we didn't censor Sam.
Go ahead, okay. Joe. Well, concerning Shelley's passing, there's been a lot of prayers for her. I was on one of those big prayers, and there was a call out last night from here, the Watchman, to pray for her. But all the prayers in the world, if they have a spiritual agreement between themselves and God that they go home together, we'd be as mad as a hatter, borrowed from Naomi, what she brought to try to think we could change that with our good intention, best prayers we can do, because there's an agreement between themselves and God to go together.
Amen. Amen.
A spiritual agreement like that would be binding. And I don't think unless they had changed it, it's going to be binding. So
we don't know. See, we don't know. I'm going to get Sam back in there because I know he's going to take us a different direction. Well, Teresa, come on in.
Liver artichoke extract will help you detox the liver.
Artichoke extract. Artichoke. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Joe. Teresa.
Just so you guys know that when you're detoxing and you have a lot of heavy metals, sometimes it feels like alien, like things are trying to come out of your skin, because that happened to me before. So don't freak out. That's normal.
Yes.
More right. Challenge.
Whatever might come out of you, right? So you can check it. You can look in the toilet basin after you're done, and might be shocked at some of the stuff that's coming out of you. But do you want that stuff? Huh? Do we want that? I don't think so. Okay, let's go here real quick. Switching gears. Sorry, Sam got knocked out. You make sure he knows we didn't do it to him on purpose. Spencer was trying to silence that other guy. Let's go to Spencer. Go to, what am I looking for? Coach, what are you trying to get up there? Oh, I know. It's at the top of the page. Bible. No, it's a different email. Spencer, I'm sorry, dude. Go to the one that says 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. There it is. 2 Timothy. Because I just want to continue. I want to continue to do what I think, from my perspective, is unbrainwashing. Okay? Unbrainwashing. And I've done this scripture before, but I think it's important that we do it again. This is 2 Timothy. And really, if you would read, begin, and Silver, can you read today? You out there, bud? If you can, get yourself ready. If not, Vinny, you're his backup, so get ready.
I'm here.
If you read 1 and 2 Timothy, you want to talk, Timothy's talking about the nature of man, where men are and progressing through it. And then he gets to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Remember now, there are no chapters in Timothy's letter. No chapters. Whoever put the Bible together, put chapters in there. But we have to continue the thought that we had before. So if we were to go back to 2 Timothy 2 real quick, can you do that, Spence? 2 Timothy 2, remember, it's a go clear to the bottom. Because remember, it's a continued, right? Go at the top. Right there. Stay right there. Okay, so but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but then of wood and on, some to honor, some to dishonor. And if a man purge himself from these, shall be a vessel. He's talking about living your life here, right? He says, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must be gentle, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing themselves that oppose themselves, if God peradventure would give them repentance to the acknowledging the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are captive and taken by him at his will. Not the end of the thought. It's not the end of the thought. It's the end of the chapter, but it's not the end of the thought. He's going to tell you why these things are happening. And folks, it is not last days prophecy, in my opinion. All right? He's continuing to tell you why things are going to go to pot. And he says, they started a new chapter here. This know also, meaning, well, what else should I know? Was there something before this I should have known? also means there was something before this I should have known. So we have to go back and see what he learned before so we know also. So he taps on top of know this also, that stuff I just told you, unlearned question, avoid, blah, blah. And then he says, hey, by the way, know this also. It's an addendum. It's a continuation. It's not about the last days. Okay, Joe, go ahead.
And as I read this, this know also that in the last days.
What does also mean, Joe?
As well as.
As well. In other words, I told you something else. Hey, know this too. Well, you know this too. Go ahead.
That in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers.
Hey, Joe, I got to rest you again. Hey, Joe, is this a treatise on the end times?
It could be.
It could be. But could it also be a treatise on the nature of man?
Absolutely.
All right.
It's really no different. It's really no different. It's just bigger.
It's just bigger. That's the way I'm reading it, right? That things are going to go to pot. There are going to be perilous times come. Why? He's going to tell you why. The nature of man. Go ahead, Joe.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Stop, Joe. Somebody ring a bell every time we see that here right now, right? Ding. Go ahead.
Covetous.
Ding.
Boasters.
Ding.
Proud.
Ding.
Blasphemers.
Ding.
Disobedient to parents.
Ding, 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 ding.
Unthankful.
Ding.
Unholy.
Ding. I'm going to stop dinging. You get it, right, folks? You get it? It's the nature of man being revealed. It's the nature of man without Christ being revealed. Go ahead.
Without natural affection.
That doesn't mean homosexuality. That means women killing. That means women don't even love their babies so much as to go kill them. That's not even natural. Dogs don't kill their babies. Pigs, well, pigs maybe do. They're pigs. Horses and cows and coyotes, they don't kill their babies. Only human beings do. Natural affection. Go ahead, Joe.
Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good.
Ding, 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 ding.
Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
Ding, 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 ding.
Having a form of godliness.
Ding, 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 ding.
But denying the power thereof.
Ding, 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 ding.
From such, turn away.
Amen. This is so good, isn't it? This is so good. This is like an inspection of all of us, is it not? Hey, couldn't all of you right now be that? If were it not for the grace of God, wouldn't every one of those characteristics apply to you if you were just left to your natural self?
Amen.
Keep going, Joe. You're doing great.
For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts.
Wow.
Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Okay, Joe. Stop right there, Joe. And let's go to chapter 4. So what's the solution, friends? What's the solution? Here's the solution, Joe. Okay. By the way, folks, not a new chapter. This is a letter. New paragraph, maybe. Not a new chapter. So he's told them, here's what men are going to be like. Here's what men's going to be like, and here's the cure. What's the cure, Joe?
I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom.
Can I stop you a second? Because yesterday I spoke about duty. Didn't I speak about duty? In fact, I wrote on it this day. I don't know if we'll get to it. I charge thee, therefore. Is that duty, Joe? Mm-hmm. Would that be safe? I give you this duty?
It's your job.
It's your job. What is your job, Joe? Verse 2?
Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine.
Hang on a minute. How many of you like to be reproved, rebuked? Anybody out there like doing that? I don't like it. Nobody likes it, right? He says that's what we're supposed to do. Talked about that yesterday. Keep going.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
See, the pastors are only giving them what they want. Do you see this, friends? But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers. They go looking for a message they want to hear. Why? Got itching ears. My dog, I think I did this before. We used to have a dog that had an ear infection. He'd be laying over in the corner and the house would be quiet or watching TV or something, and he'd start scratching that ear. Itching ears. We have itching ears. We're looking for the medicine, the salve. Go ahead, Joe.
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. And shall turn away turned.
What are they going to turn away?
From the their truth. Ears.
Yeah.
Their ears.
Yeah.
And shall be turned unto fables.
Fables, like you were born homosexual. Huh? That'd be a fable, wouldn't it? That you were born a transgender. That'd be a fable, I think. Pretty sure. Go ahead.
But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions.
Wow.
Do the work of an evangelist.
Wow.
Make full proof of thy ministry.
Let me stop right there. How many of you are making full proof of your ministry? I mean, I don't even know what that means, really. Making full proof is, I think, everybody can see it. Your ministry is obvious. Right? Make full, endure afflictions. If you do that, and you do the work of an evangelist, you're going to make full proof of your ministry. But are we doing that? Or are we cowering and not speaking the truth? Oh, boy. Keep going, Joe. This is good stuff.
For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Okay, now watch. Watch, folks. The greatest evangelist the world ever knew, this guy right here. And I want you to watch how he finished out his days. He didn't go build a big house like Joel Osteen or T.D. Jakes. Watch how he finishes out his life. Go ahead, Joe.
Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Amen. Now stop, because all of a sudden the letter changes. All of a sudden the letter becomes about him. It says, let me tell you what's going on with me. The greatest evangelist the world ever saw. Let's listen to how he finishes. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. In other words, come help me. Will you come and help me? Please, will you come and help me? Go ahead.
Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. For Damas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia.
His three buddies left.
Only Luke is with me.
Mm.
Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me in the ministry.
For the ministry. So listen, he's in jail. Right? He's in jail. Profitable for me in the ministry. He's in jail and he's in the ministry.
And Tychius I have sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments.
Don't miss that, folks. Verse 13. He's cold. Hang on, Joe.
Okay.
He's cold. He's cold. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when you come, bring that. Will you bring me a coat? I'm freezing in this thing. In the books, especially the parchments was probably his writings. Go ahead, John.
Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works.
That's imprecation, isn't it, dear Joe? Isn't that an imprecatory prayer upon his buddy Alexander? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words.
Wow.
At my first answer, no man stood with me.
He's alone.
But all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge.
That's a different approach, isn't it? He prays forgiveness towards them. Yep. Scroll down, Spence. Didn't mean to wake you up. Just kidding. Everybody deserted me, Joe. Everybody deserted me. Don't hold it against them, Lord. Don't hold it against them. Go ahead.
Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion.
Wow.
And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Say hi to Prissa and Aquila. Say hi to them. Erastus, say hi to all my buddies. And one guy I left, he was sick when I left him. And then what's he say, Joe? Hurry up and get her, please.
Do thy diligence to come before winter.
It's going to get colder. I need my coat.
Ebulus greeteth thee.
Yeah.
His buddies say hi. And Linus and Claudia and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Mm. Grace be with you. Amen.
Folks, this is not about the end times. This is about the nature of men and how you're going to suffer fighting, striving with natural men. And we've taken this, not that this isn't, as Joe said, not this isn't a sign of the time end times, but it's the nature of man. That's even more important, the nature of man. Come on in, Larry.
Yeah, this section of scripture is one of the best examples of how to live out the two greatest commandments. Love your neighbor as yourself. The word neighbor there doesn't mean everybody on the earth. It means a relative who is close by. Actually, it has an entails somebody you can reach out and touch. But we are commanded more than a dozen times to love one another. We are never commanded to love the world. We are not commanded to love the world, to love one another. And then we're commanded to love our enemies, but Jesus lets us know our enemies are those in our own household. Paul is giving an example that he knows those brothers that deserted him were his brothers in Christ, and he still loves them. He has to forgive them, or he will not be forgiven. Jesus taught that. That section of scripture just ties together so many of the difficult to understand and the things that people don't want to hear in the satanic social clubs.
I'm telling you, if I didn't watch this show, I'd start.
Amen, Larry.
Go ahead, Silver. You see your hand's still up there, but I don't know if you want to come in.
I raised it. I was going to say, at the time that this was written, and he kind of alludes this could be some end time stuff, okay? But this has been happening all through time.
That's the point. It's the nature of man, right?
Okay, it's the nature of man. Yeah. The end time thing is what I call a state of amplification. Bigger, better, louder.
More. Yep. That's right. But you take this treatise here and you apply it to what we heard yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever it was, the Sermon on the Mount. Folks, they go hand in hand. And so Paul's telling, in this letter to Timothy, he's telling Timothy, this is a crappy job, man. Your ministry is a crappy job. Here's where you're going to end up. Here's what happened to you. What does Jesus say on the Sermon on the Mount? He says the exact same thing. Men are going to revile you. They're going to hate you. They're going to say all manner of evil against you falsely. Rejoice, be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward. Because they did that to Peter. They did that to Paul. They did it to those who came before you, right? You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. Expect it. They're not going to like it. Men run from light. They run from it, not to it. So these two are so intertwined. Well, this Bible's deep and it's thick. It's deep and it's thick, and it's good. It's good. Hey, I want to close with a Sheila prayer. Sheila Zielinski. I think I sent that to you, Spencer. My wife read this to me the other night. Make it a little bit bigger on the screen. Make it so big that Vinny can read it. I'm going to let Vinny practice here, Vinny. Can you do it, Vinny? Because as Joe's backup, his standby, his, what do they call that in movies? His stand-in.
Boom.
Boom, Vinny. Let's see how you can do this one. This is a prayer against what? What's it against?
Evil.
Hang on. It's a prayer evil. Against evil what? Systems. Evil systems in America. Go ahead and pray that. Just read that to us, Vinny.
You got it. From Sheila Zielinski. Note. This prayer can be tailored to other countries and their respective organizations. In the name of Jesus, I bind the strong man over and the evil spirits of the Illuminati, Trilateral Commission, One World Government, Council of Foreign Relations, World Council of Churches, Socialism, Humanism, Marxism, all Muslim organizations, One World Currency, Federal Reserve System, Inflation Collapse of Economy, Federal Reserve, United Nations, the President, Vice President, State Departments, Congress, Supreme Court, and Judicial System, all governmental advisors, official and unofficial, all forms of military, IRS, all military departments of the government. I loose into these systems the Spirit of the Lord, Isaiah 11:2. I lose love, power, peace, truth, a strong economy, inventiveness, understanding, loyalty to God, riches, honor.
Next page, hang on.
And Sam's back. Glory, strength, blessing, wisdom, and knowledge. I loose into America great favor from the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
What if we prayed like that more, friends? That's what spiritual warfare is all about. What if we did that, man? What if we did that? Is Sam back in here, did you say? Sam, we didn't cut you off. Sam, did you want to say something real quickly?
Yeah, I just want to quote the drill sergeant. Pyle, do you mean to tell me you cannot do one single pull-up? He said, he said, I bet you could get up that obstacle. If God wanted you on top of that obstacle, he would have miracled you up there. It's just amazing. It's just amazing how people nullify the will of man and talk about the will of God was done anytime they get defeated. And this is why we study every day. And every coach coaches how to win, how to win. You got to will to win. You got to desire to win. You got to will to live.
Amen. Hey, so I'm not making an excuse, right? I'm just saying for all of us, the point I'm making is we are so afraid of death, and the Lord said it's better than the day you were born. That's all I'm saying. I'm not making an excuse for lack of faith or why this happened. I don't know. The will to survive, right? Was there a real will to survive at that point? We don't know, do we? We don't know. But I do know this. He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. We are not to fear death. He told us death is a promotion. It's better than the day you were born. Boy, swallow that one. Wow, that's a tough one there. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.